COVID-19 may not be the only reason your business isn't thriving. Be honest, were you having problems even before the pandemic? Well, there are different reasons why your business will not thrive or is not thriving. Today, we're going to discuss one of those reasons, and I'm going to share some strategies on what you can do to overcome the challenge. I'm talking about feeling comfortable asking for business. Let's get into it. Our world has changed, and it's continuing to rapidly change. Jobs, careers, and businesses are consistently disappearing. Even the way we learn and discover new things has been altered forever. Sounds a little scary? Don't be afraid. Be ready. It's your time to take control, design, and build a magnificent dream life and a thriving dream business that's filled with power. Because you are not powerless, you are powerful. No matter what's going on in our world, your power to achieve exists now, in the present moment. This is your time to do life with power by starting where you are and deciding to build your magnificent dream life and to fund that life by building your profitable dream business. I am your host, goal achievement strategist, and business coach, Pat Counsell. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast where you will discover keys to designing and building your magnificent dream life and your profitable dream business. Get solutions, get strategies, get ideas, get inspired, and most importantly, start getting results. All you have to do is open your mind and make the commitment to take action. If you're ready to win, then it's time to do life with power. Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist and Business Coach Pat Counsell. Welcome to Thriving Thursday. This is the day where we talk about how to make your business thrive, how to make that business pop, but also to give you some insight into businesses that you can start on your own. Okay, for today, we're going to talk about how to feel comfortable asking for business. Not being able to ask for the business may be one of the reasons that your business is not thriving. People are blaming everything on this COVID-19. You know, I encourage you not to make COVID-19 bigger than you, because there's nothing bigger than you, and there's certainly nothing bigger than God. So you guys are still in control of your business, of your life, of anything that affects you. So let's talk about taking control of our business, okay? So there has been one common challenge that I've dealt with when coaching entrepreneurs. Well, when they complain about not getting enough business or not earning enough money, you know, I would first ask if they had a problem finding customers. And some would say yes, but most of them would say that they had access to lots of people. I would ask a few more questions to determine if it was branding or if it was a marketing issue or a sales issue. If it was a sales issue, then, you know, we would troubleshoot a little more. And many times the problem was that they were afraid to ask for the business. Usually, if you have access to lots of people or you know how to find lots of people and your branding is on point, your marketing is on point, and you're still not making money, and then sales is the issue. People, for whatever reason, have a problem asking for things. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. So if you want something, you've got to ask for it. Listen, if you have a challenge asking someone to do business with you, the information that I'm going to share with you today, it just might help. First of all, most people have a problem asking people to spend money with them. Now, of all the people I've coached, you know, I've always asked them, especially those who have this issue, when it comes to asking for money. And, you know, I've always, asked them, okay, why are you afraid to ask for the business? Why are you afraid to ask someone to sign your contract? Why are you afraid to ask someone to purchase your product? And here are some of the responses. Some would say, you know, I don't want to feel like I'm begging. Another one, I don't like asking people for things. Here's another one. I feel like I'm bothering people. Let's go on. When people spend money with you, they think you owe them something. Now the list goes on and on. Oh, wait, I left out a big one. What if they say no? That's a biggie. A lot of people don't like rejection. They have that fear of rejection. And believe me, in sales, if you're in sales or you run a business, and listen, if you run a business, you are in sales. And I have to say this. I heard someone say this once, and he says, you know, if anybody tells you that if you can't sell, you don't have a business, well, they're lying to you. No, I'm going to say it. If you can't sell, that's probably why your business isn't thriving. So I encourage you to take the time to learn to sell. You know, we do it naturally, whether we realize it or not. When there's something that we really want, we either have to sell it. We sell ourselves to that person. We sell the item to that person. And here's the irony of this is that when we try a product that we like, we tell everybody that we know. When we hear a speaker that we like, we talk about that speaker. When we try a course that we like, we talk about that course. You know, anything, whatever it is. Okay. We tell lots and lots of other people, you've got to try this. We taste the food that we like. Then we talk about it. Oh, you've got to try this restaurant. It's so great. You know, the prices are a little bit high, but it is so worth it. Whether you realize it or not, you are selling that restaurant to someone else on your friends or whoever you're talking to. So the thing about that is you're doing sales anyway. I think we kind of get hung up on the fact that when it comes to our product, when it comes to our business, we get a little, you know, fearful about asking people to purchase from us. And for whatever reason, we allow our businesses to flounder because of that. So the last one I said was, which is a big one, what if they say no? All right, let's deal with the fear of getting a no. First of all, I'm not going to tell you I love no's. I'll be honest with you. I've heard salespeople say this. Oh, you know, I love no's. You know, the more no's I get, I know I'm getting closer to a yes. And in all honesty, that's true. If you get a lot of no's, eventually someone is going to say yes. But I'm being honest with you. I hate no's. Okay. Did that stop me from becoming a top salesperson in real estate? Absolutely not. Did it stop me from becoming when I was in network marketing? Absolutely not. Okay. So I'm not going to let something stop me from getting what it is I want. But let's get back to the whole idea about this no thing. All right. So I'm not going to tell you that I love to hear no's. The more no's I get, I'm not going to go down that road, because I can tell you, it works for some people when they hear that, but a lot of people, it doesn't work for them, and they don't want to hear that because in their heads, they're still feeling a little bit shaky about hearing a no. But there are some people, we think differently. So for those of you that like to use logic, then put some logic to that no. First of all, the no isn't personal. If someone is saying no to you, even if they know you personally, and you're offering a product or you're sharing your business and you want them to do business with you, if they're saying no, it's not you that they're saying no to. Okay, unless they don't like you and you don't know that they don't like you, but that's another story. But you're likable, right? You're like super likable. Of course you are. So the thing is, though, if they're saying no to you, it's because they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting what you're offering. And sometimes when a person says no, you have to really listen. Okay, at that time, no means no. Okay, when they're saying it. Okay, but you need to keep them in your database, because if it's a product or a service that you think they're going to need, yeah, that no could turn into a yes in the future. So the thing is, a no is not personal. It's when we start to take it personal. That's our ego that's convincing us that no one should say no to us. People should always treat us a certain way. So we get offended by the word no. Hey, that's just a part of business, you guys. So it's not about getting upset. It's not about getting offended, but it is about having some understanding about your customer and how you're dealing with that customer. So it's not personal. The other thing is, like, you can make it a game. Now, I didn't take no's personally. I never took it personally because I had my focus. I had my eye on the prize. And one of the things that I did is, yes, the prize. I decided what was at the end of that rainbow. If I accomplish XYZ, if I made this many sales and I earned X number of dollars, then my prize was going to be something nice, a weekend out of town, or new dresses, or just something that I love, going to a fancy restaurant or something like that. But the point is, you know, make it a game, put a prize at the end of that no, because if that person says no to you, then you know to go to the next person, be polite, thank them, keep them in your database. And like I said, listen, because just because a person is saying no at that point in time, you know, sometimes you have to trust yourself as a business person. In other words, you've gotten to know this customer and you realize that, wait a minute, this is going to become an issue for them in the future. So I need to keep them in my database. I'll give you a real live example. I help a lot of my coaching students with marketing and with their branding. And there was a gentleman who was actually my coaching student, and he paid me for a different type of coaching. Well, through the process of everything, I discovered that, wait a minute, he needed branding, he needed marketing, and yeah, he needed to develop his sales skills. So we talked a little bit about that, but he kept trying to get things out of me for he kept trying to get me to talk about something that did not align with our coaching agreement. So what I did was I stopped and I said, okay, this is what you're paying me for, but it seems to me you need these extra things. So, and I always give a little bit of gravy, but in this case, he wanted, like, not just gravy. He wanted, like, a whole nother, I don't know, roast or whatever it is people eat. So the thing is that he was asking for a lot more. And I said, okay, that's a separate agreement. And so we started talking about it. And he says, well, no, I don't want to spend that kind of money. Not a problem. We'll finish up with this and then we'll be done. Well, I kept him in my database and then I checked back with him and he says, yeah, you know, in this area, I'm floundering. I'm doing great in the area, you know, with the coaching and where the new things I learned, he says, I'm making this work, but this part, I'm not making it work. And I said, okay, well, the offer still stands if you feel like you need some coaching. So we talked about it a little more and he said, you know what, I'm going to have to just break down and pay for, you know, coaching in this area. So the point is, he came back and he did do business with me. And he's actually still one of my coaching students. Periodically comes back when he needs something and we work it out and we move forward. So the point that I'm making is, just because someone says no, it's not personal. They just don't need what you're offering at that point in time. Or you can make it a game. But whatever you do, don't stress out over a no. Don't allow that no to cause you to go into fear mode and think that the whole world is going to say no to you. I've had people tell me, oh, I had the worst day ever. What happened? Well, you know what? I talked to this client and I thought they were going to buy and they did and they said no. Okay, so did all the clients say no today? Well, that was the only one I talked to. After that, you know what? I just kind of went to Starbucks and just chilled out. Really? Are you kidding me? Come on. So the thing is, you're going to let someone else control your destiny, someone else control your income, someone else control whether your business thrives or not. No, you're not going to do that, right? Okay, so that's just a little bit of insight into no. There's a lot more to learn about how to deal with no so you can become more comfortable with it. But hey, this is a short show, you guys. All right, here's another reason that we fear asking for business. We fear asking because we reach out to someone someone that we know, or even just a customer or just a person like a passerby. Okay, people don't really do that, do they? Or we go on the Facebook and of course, there are no real passersby these days, right? Because everybody's staying at home. But the thing is that we reach out to people either that we know, or we go on Facebook and we try to sell our Facebook friends, or we try to sell someone that we know. And here's the thing. We try and sell people something that has nothing to do with what they want or need, because we have not taken the time to qualify that customer. Now, when you're talking to somebody over the phone, or if you're talking to somebody face to face, yeah, you've got to qualify that customer to figure out what their wants and needs are. Now, of course, if you're marketing on social media, that's something very different, but you still have to kind of share some information that will allow that customer to qualify his or herself. Okay, so you can, either way, that customer has to be qualified. So it's not about you saying, hey, you know what, I'm selling 3 cookies for 20 cents. Okay, that's like ridiculous, but you guys get the point. I'm selling 3 cookies for 20 cents. And, you know, just call now and buy before they run out. First of all, cookies like made of flour, it's like you never run out of cookies. Okay, you just keep making a new batch every day, right? But the point is that customers don't even believe it when you say it's going to run out. Now, sometimes things do actually run out. Sometimes classes get full. I have some of my courses that I offer, I actually cut them off when they reach a certain number, because some of those courses are very hands-on, and I like to help people, give them specific information that caters to their business. And as a result, I have to limit the number of people that take that course and participate in that entire class. So other than that, though, for the most part, hey, and the class is always going to roll around again and again and again until I wake up one day and decide I don't want to do it anymore, or I just come up with a new course or something. The point is that you need to qualify your customers, and you need to see what they want and what their needs are. Now, when you can do that, here's the thing. Here's what happens. You find it easier to sell when you're helping people actually solve a real problem, as opposed to just trying to sell them a product. Why? Because that's very one-sided, and it's a little bit kind of, on the side of selfishness. There's nothing wrong with earning lots of money. There's nothing wrong with that. But the point that I'm getting to here is that if you have that fear of asking people for business, perhaps you have a problem asking people for business because you're selling them something that you don't, that they may not want or need. Now, the other side to that coin is that you really can't decide for the customer. Okay, but that's where you qualify your customer. So the point is that when you find customers that you can sell something, think about it. When you sell someone something that they really, really want, something that they really need, something that they're excited about, then what happens is you feel good about that sale and you're thinking, all right, who's next? Who else can I help? It's kind of ingrained in us as human beings. We like to help. You know, when I was in, here's a, kind of an example for you. When I was in real estate, I truly wanted to help sellers have a minimum stressful experience when it came to selling their homes. And I was confident that I could make that happen for them, that I could bring their stress level down, get their home sold quickly, and get them on their way with the least amount of stress and aggravation. And because I was confident that I could do that, I had no problem asking them to sign my listing agreements. And I was a top listing agent just consistently, to the point when I opened my own company and I kept, I don't know, just a lot of listings, because I had no problem. I knew what my skills were. I knew what I was capable of doing. I knew that I cared about my customers. And as a result, I had no problem saying, hey, sign. Now, I want to tell you guys this, when it comes to selling your product, you need to be in love with that product, which kind of brings me to my next point. confidence. You know, I mentioned confidence that when I asked them to sign my listing agreement, I was confident that I could deliver something that most sellers want, and they want to have that. I didn't say stress-free experience because, yeah, moving from one place to another, there's some stress involved with that, but I could minimize the stress and I could get their home sold and they could sleep at night knowing that I was going to give it my best to get it done. And I had an extremely good track record with getting homes sold. So the thing is that confidence is a big deal. So when it comes to asking people to do business with you, asking people to sign your agreements, asking people to purchase your product or anything, whatever it is you have to offer, confidence plays a huge role. So are you confident in your product? Do you absolutely love your product? Are you excited about your product? Are you excited about your service that you have to offer? So whatever it is you're offering, if you're not excited about it, if you're doing it, like a lot of people sign up for network marketing, and I get it. This is not a criticism. This is just a dose of reality. A lot of people sign up for network marketing because they want to make money. And I think right now, a lot of people are signing up for quite a few network marketing companies because, you know, they've lost their business. So they're trying to find their way. And that's okay, because I'm a fan of network marketing companies, most of them. But the point is, if you're going to sign up for something and to sell a product and offer a product to someone, you know, look beyond the money. Now, as always, I have to put my caveats in there. And here's a caveat. The caveat is sometimes it's okay to sell a product that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that lots of people are going to need that product. And you want to be the one to introduce that product to them. And you may not be in love with that product. It's kind of like taking a job until you can get your main thing going. And so, because eventually you're going to get tired of that and you're going to burn out because you're not in love with what you're doing. So you're going to get bored. But the point is, we have to do what we have to do sometimes on the way. And I have to be honest, I have never signed up for a network marketing company where I didn't fall in love with the product or I couldn't see in my mind actually sharing it with other people. But back to the subject, are you confident in your product? And most importantly, are you confident in yourself? If you say, well, I don't feel confident about asking people to purchase from me, then, you know, stay tuned because at the end of the show, there are some things that we can share with you that can help you with that. Now, there are more reasons why entrepreneurs have some fear when it comes to asking for business. And as I said, this is supposed to be a short show that's kind of turning into a longer show. So we're going to cut it off right there instead of just constantly naming reasons, because I want to give you some solutions, because that's the question. What can you do about it? First of all, sell a product or have a business that you love. I just finished talking about that. Talk about the benefits of the product or the service that you have to offer to your customer. And if the customer seems interested after your pitch, then all you have to do is ask the right questions. And for those of you who are really you have an issue asking outright, hey, so how many do you want? Do you want to get started? So the thing is, here are some kind of questions that you can ask. First of all, you ask open-ended questions. But here's some ways to ask for the order, to ask for that business. Yes, how many would you like? Once you're done with your pitch, if the customer seems interested, and so then it becomes it's a natural flow. And that's the thing that will help eliminate that fear. Have a natural flow into asking for the business. So if you're talking to the customer and the customer's like, wow, this is a great product, and say, yeah, so it sounds like you really like this product. Yeah, I actually do. So, well, how many would you like? And you could just say it as a matter of factly, and they'll tell you, you know what? I think I'll take three of these. So thing, or they'll ask you, well, how many do you recommend? Don't be shy about it. Okay. Tell them how many you would recommend, but don't sell them more than what you think they need at that point in time, because they won't come back for repeat business, nor will they send you referrals. Here's another thing. When you're done with your pitch, you can say, hey, will your name be going on the order, or whose name should I put on the order? Another one, let's get the paperwork started. It'll only take a few minutes, and then wait for them to say, okay. Here's another one. I would really like to work with you on this project. How about let's set a start date while I complete the paperwork? See, none of these are questions like, so do you want to buy? Okay, again, there are many ways to ask for business, but those are just a few. Here's the thing. The object of the game here is to find an open-ended question that you can ask. Okay, so, and I want to clarify this as we start to wrap up, that open-ended questions are for getting information. A lot of people use them to manipulate the customer into buying, but that's not the purpose of an open-ended question. That's just what I call bad sales. If you have to manipulate the customer, okay, then you're thinking about you. Most selfish people or people who are self-serving when it comes to business, their behavior is self-serving. When it comes to business, well, they don't stay in business long. So the thing is that open-ended questions, they're for getting information, not for manipulating. And when you have these, use open-ended questions, what happens is they're going to tell you the real reason why they're not buying, or you're also going to learn the real reason why they're ready to buy when you ask an open-ended question. Those are questions, with the what, the, not the, how, and I've shared some of those here, how and will, something where they just can't flat out say yes or no. And so the object of the game for you is to create open-ended questions that you feel comfortable using when you're asking for business. So I want to say this as we wrap up. I want to repeat this again about confidence. Listen, confidence is usually one of the biggest issues that people have when it comes to asking for business, whether it be a product or service that they're selling. So if confidence is your challenge, then listen to the end of this podcast to find out what we have coming up that will actually help you feel more confident about you and feel more excited about you running your business. Well, you guys, I think that's all we have. Hey, by the way, I want to remind you guys, you know, I give sales tips and information in my newsletter. So if you have not registered to get our Power Up Today newsletter, you want to join that group because they get a lot of information that helps them thrive. And so all you have to do is text the word Power Up to 42828 and put in your email address and you're on the list. It's just that simple. Well, that's all I have for you on this Thriving Thursday, except I want you to take the time to write your open-ended questions, practice it, and guess what? Get out there and start asking for that business. You deserve it, right? You're good at what you do. Of course you are. Hey, listen, you guys, enjoy this Thriving Thursday and do life with power. Hello again, Power Achievers. Have you ever felt like you could do more? Well, first of all, I want to tell you this. You are already magnificent, but that yearning or tugging that you feel inside, well, that could simply mean it's time for you to start achieving your inspired destiny. My course, Shift to Your Magnificent Life, it's opening again soon. So if you would like to receive information about the enrollment date, go to designingyourlifetoday.com/shift-your-life and get your name on the list. You will find out what the course has to offer as well as get an early notification. Visit designingyourlifetoday.com/shift-your-life. Add your name and position yourself to do life with power.